Hello, welcome to the Smile Like You Mean It podcast. And today I'm undressing myself. Right now I'm standing here completely undressed. There's nothing covering me. But what I'm actually talking about is I'm not being naked. I'm not being frisky. I'm not being explicit. I'm actually talking about being raw, being real, and being open for the audience. And it's something that a lot of people struggle with. People really struggle to just be themselves and be open and be honest and be a pure reflection of who they really are. Because with our social media world, where we're constantly comparing, constantly adjusting ourselves to match what's going on around us, it is really hard for a lot of people to just sit with and be themselves. So I heard a really beautiful quote the other day during a yin class in yoga, and Charlotte, the instructor, said this at the right time. I really needed to hear it, and it really resonated so hard. And that quote was something that I'd actually worked on and heard a number of times previous, and it really resonated and confirmed for me that what we were doing with Smile was passionate and linked to exactly what I wanted and the vision that I've had all along. And that quote is, open hearts, open hearts. And it really does take courage to open your heart up, to be able to give love and receive love by showing your true colors. It takes courage to be open, especially when you've been hurt, when you've been let down, or when you've given yourself up and somebody else has taken that for granted. But so many of us are afraid of being hurt, and we've been hurt before that we just close off and protect, and our instant reaction or our instant, trigger is to close off and protect, and we tense up and we hold our breath and we're not prepared to let our little heart out and be open with those around us. Now, today's podcast is focused on letting go of this, and as it is appropriately titled, it's about undressing your armor so that you can love, so that you can love yourself, and that by doing this, you are able to love others. And in this world that we currently live in, if we need one more thing or we need something, we need love, and we need there to be self-love and love for those around us, as well as love for the environment and love for the universe that we live in. So a little bit about my journey. The hardest part for me was having that faith, and I still work on it constantly every single day, where I've got a really good support network around me, and the constant message that comes up is to trust the process. And that is one thing that I'm constantly working on, is just trusting that process. Now, when I sit for a moment and think back to how I was 2 to 3 years ago when I was really struggling with anxiety, trusting the process becomes so much easier because I can see how far I've come. And I still have a long way to go, but I'm prepared to bear it all and be as raw and as open as possible with my audience. Because really, the struggles and the battles that I've had over the years were the catalyst for the journey that I'm now on. They've got me to this point. They've set me up for success or failure, and I'm happy with whichever one of those options comes up. I've taken my armor off and I started to expose myself about 2 years ago, where I can confidently and appropriately connect with an audience, connect with other people, and share my journey with anxiety and mental illness. And I encourage you to start to cultivate the same sort of mindset where you can be of service to other people and you can be a contributor, where you can make constant adjustments to your armor and you can take it off and expose and be open. Now, I've been naked many times, okay, in a physical sense and in front of, and I had a notorious habit of doing nudie runs when I was younger, and it was never pleasing me. I just wanted to be the center of attention. I just wanted to bear it all in the wrong possible way. And that was all a charade. Bearing it all because I was not comfortable showing real love or receiving it. And I was insecure and I had a lot of shame and a lot of self-doubt, and I was never really confident in who I was. So the unlimited, I guess, potential that I had inside me was really locked up and not getting out because of the way that my mindset was and how the anxiety was really affecting me and not allowing me to be my true self. Now, I think back to when I was laying in a ball on my parents' floor at 26 years old and how vulnerable I really felt. And I was there for quite a period of time, over a week, where it was so hard to get myself up and going every day. because I was just, I had this whole big weight on me where I just couldn't break it. And the feelings and the emotions were overwhelming. I was drained. I had no energy. I didn't want to do anything. The only thing that felt good was laying under the covers or going and having a shower and sitting on the floor. I was trying to summons up everything, and I was trying to come up with a situation where I was going to be okay. And the best thing that I learned in that process was that I was trying to survive, and I was trying to get out of that flight or fight response. Now, I've never felt so alone in this world, and I hope that I'm connecting with some people tonight to really encourage you to firstly get help if you're feeling like this, to secondly be okay with not being okay and give yourself time to heal, and thirdly, just to really, really connect with who you are and spend some time nourishing your mind, body, and soul to get yourself back to a level where you can be of influence and you can live with vitality. It's taken me countless times to rebuild myself and to open up fully through this process. The past 6 months especially has shown me that love is the answer, and self-love is something that I'm still cultivating and I'm still working on every day to share self-love with other people and to be open to giving and receiving it. And it's not easy, and I encourage you to invest some time in yourself to cultivate self-love, whether that's doing daily gratitude, whether that's listening to positive affirmations, and some really good ones are available on YouTube, whether it's connecting with a loved one and just talking about how you're feeling and what you're doing. Self-love is so simple, and I really believe that the answer to a lot of the world's problems starts with self-love. Now, as I said, I've battled with anxiety for a number of years. I'm constantly reminded that I should probably take medication to manage this, but I am determined and I am dedicated that I can manage my anxiety and my emotions without medication. Now, I wake up every morning lately with a very heavy feeling on me. No energy, drained, fatigued. But I count down from 5 seconds, and I've shared this before, and I open my eyes and I smile. Now, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. If that doesn't work, I take out my phone, I get some inspirational talk on in my head, some YouTube clips with Les Brown, Matthew McConaughey, Will Smith, TD Jakes, Tony Robbins, Mel Robbins, whoever it is, I get the positive affirmations and the talk going to get me up and get me moving. If I look to my left when I wake up, I have a whiteboard that's constantly got some inspirational messages on it. It's currently got on there, I am enough, I love myself, I can handle it, I'm moving towards power, and I'm growing rapidly. If I look at that and I say that enough times, it gives me a little spark to get up and get moving. If I don't have these things in place, then I'm setting myself up for a day of anxiety, of worry and stress, where it doesn't matter what I do, I'm not going to be functioning optimally. So I encourage you to really find what works for you. Do some research, invest in yourself, do some personal development. Connect with us at smileteachers.com.au or find us on Facebook at smile_teachers with a Z or on Instagram, smile_teachers with an S. And we'd love to hear from you. It's not easy managing anxiety. We all go through it, but we want you to know you are supported, you are loved, you are cared for, and we need people cultivating self-love all throughout the community. Personally, it starts with you. You need to learn to love yourself, and you will achieve great things if you can do that. If you'd like some tips and you'd like some feedback, like I said, find us on our socials. We're hosting a workshop in the April school holidays for teachers and parents, catering for anxiety for students, but also for teachers and parents to manage their own anxiety. Because the research has proven that if you're anxious and you're around kids, they're going to become anxious kids. So we can't have that. We need to be more consciously aware, we need to be more present, and we need to be doing all that we can to give these kids the best opportunity. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Smile Like You Mean It. I look forward to catching up with you soon. Much love, Sean Kay.